we go.
All right, Mantown, it is time for Tracy and I to talk about the crazy reality of all the stars. By the way, I do have to give them a huge shout out because on Instagram Live, if you have not seen this, is that many celebrities are definitely chiming in with a lot of their fans. So I just think it's really fun that they are doing that. Speaking about someone that is doing that each and every day is our boy Fusion. He is getting a lot of artists set up for him to chat with. So don't miss out, especially coming up this Friday on Instagram Live, DJ Fusion will be talking to Bryce Vine. So don't miss out on that. It's going to be on the 27th at 7 p.m. Central Time. So much more.
Very cool.
I think that's really cool. I've been watching... is it Kenya? Kenya sits down in her jammies and talks to her fans. But, you know, she's just like... Hey, guys. I'm just in my role right now. Can you hear me?
I love when you imitate
people. And she's just like popping her popcorn in her mouth. Can you give me some damn sign that you can see me and you can hear me?
Really?
And then she's like, I'm gonna call Wendy Williams. Hey, girl, what you doing? Wendy, nothing. Are you bored? Yeah, girl, I'm just in my bed right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then I think it's really funny because I came across some audio of actual Wendy Williams kind of throwing other celebrity talk show hosts out there about what they're wearing when they do their Instagrams. I'm like, really? Come on now.
Right.
You know, you do the same thing, Wendy Williams. Hold on. Let me talk. Here you go. Okay. This is Wendy calling people out.
Girl, I got to tell you, there are a lot of people broadcasting from home and they look horrible. You know, if you're going to broadcast from home, you don't look like you just rolled out of bed in a lumberjack shirt, sitting in front of a camera talking about stuff.
What? Look at us.
I mean,
we're on Facebook Live right now. We decided to do that for you, Mantown. You can see that we're the jacked up look of us is on.
Honestly, I love seeing people doing that. Like, you know, like we're a huge fan of Kelly Ripa. Like on Instagram, I love seeing that she's broadcasting from home. She's like, she's gorgeous, but she's in like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
She's showing the roots are coming in. It's real. And I think that's what people can relate to.
Yeah.
During this time, why would you want to see somebody glammed up when you know,
you know
the salons are closed?
That's right. Also, it's kind of fun because a lot of us are now working on coronavirus songs. Candy Burris came up with something really funny. I came across it on her Instagram page. You all remember the horror movie Candyman?
Oh yeah,
Candyman. Mm-hmm. Producer Maddie, she's on our Facebook Live. You remember Candyman, Maddie?
I was terrified.
You were terrified?
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
There's a thing where my sister took me to see the movie, and I was literally so young that when I came home, I was bawling, crying.
Yeah.
And so to torture me, she would tell me that she's going to take me downstairs to see Candyman.
Terrible.
And I would freak out.
It was that or Bloody Mary, you would say.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So Candy decided to make her own little video, and you know how she and... Nene go at it. I mean, they really have always.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of funny how she has put this in. But say hello to Candy Burris' version of Candyman. Hold on.
Have you ever heard of candy? The legend is, if you say her name five times in the mirror,
Candy,
she appears and kills you.
Their
name,
Candy. Candy.
Don't say that.
Dude, isn't that the jam? Dude, that is the jam right there.
That is actually.
Isn't that super funny?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's so funny. So if you want to see this, you need to follow Candy Burris on her Instagram page. And they put it together. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I love how they're getting really creative.
It's fun to see how they're all figuring out what to do during this.
What are we doing today?
The quarantine and stuff. Like, I just saw that Candy holds like a full family workout session in her driveway during the quarantine.
Ooh, you know what? They should get that on. Get Phaedra Parks back on and go against Kenny on who's got the bigger booty.
Ooh.
The donkey booty.
That's right.
The donkey booty. All right. So. As much as we can remember what happened on Sunday night, because so much stuff has been going on.
Yeah.
The one thing that we do remember, especially, is the fight between Kenya Moore and NeNe Leakes.
Yes.
And of course, I thought it was cute that when it came to Cynthia and of course Candy thinking, hey, because we put this trip on, you know, what are they, in Rome or Greece?
They're in Greece.
Let's imitate both Kenya and NeNe going at it. Like, that is the biggest flattery that you can do. So that is where the scenario is, that these two ladies are going to put on a little play.
Right, a Greek tragedy.
A Greek tragedy that has gone on between these friends. Ooh, and it did not happen well.
I knew immediately when Candy was talking to Cynthia about this, and she was like, Cynthia, you're going to play NeNe because, you know all her mannerisms, and I'm going to play Kenya. I knew right away this is a horrible idea.
Well, here they are, actually. I love when they always do these clips, like after the show, when these celebrities get together and kind of talk about each other outside the show. Here's Eva talking to Cynthia about it.
Honey, I've been preparing for the role of NeNe Leakes my whole life, child. I've spent numerous hours on the phone with her. I know how she stands. I know how she holds a glass. I know how she sips. It's everything. Okay. We're thinking this is going to be hilarious.
Yes.
And Kenya's already laughing because she already knows it's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, so Kenya was she was a good sport about it.
Kenya was a great sport about it. NeNe, on the other hand, not so much.
Mm. You had to.
This
be
is like
there.
One of the biggest roles of my life.
Oh, get it, girl. Never mind my business. I'm going to the bathroom. Listen, who the f*** you think you are? Like, you ain't finna guide me and tell me what to do. Okay, I'm going in the house.
You leaving or you going to the restaurant?
Listen, don't f*** with me. Ooh. For real.
NeNe just got up on her Louboutins and just walked out before we could even get going.
That's right. She and they don't show that actually on the show. They show then outside of the clips is that she walks and she tells producers she is pissed.
Yeah, she is.
Off. She's like, get the H out of my way. I'm leaving.
No, Krista, you know that that's some shade. Why would they do that, though?
Like, I think it's great.
I know, but... No, I mean, I guess I see in one way, right? Like, where you're coming from. Just have fun. Just have fun with it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But they got into a huge fight. Like, when the episode opens, and at the end of last week's episode, huge fight. Like, she's spitting popcorn at Kenya. Like, they are going at it.
She was quite impressive with the how she could do that, too. She's that...
Yeah. But you knew that that was going to cause some issue,
I'm going to have to clean that microphone now.
I know. Now you're going to have... We need Clorox wipe.
Quarantined. I'm going to get my tuppence.
But I didn't expect NeNe to get up and leave even before they perform.
You know, she does not handle anything that has to do with... She just doesn't have time for anybody.
No.
You know, she's kind of like Teresa Giudice. I don't come to you for apologies.
Yeah, you come to me. Yeah, she is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, now there's a clip where it's Marlo and she's sitting down with Kenya in regards to her walking away. This wasn't during the show.
I was like, I'm not trying to do shit with Kenya.
I do feel I wish you would have stayed, though, because it really was nice. It wasn't bad like what you thought.
At that point, I was over it. What I can tell you for sure is I extended many olive branches to her, and I did do that, okay? And she did not want to receive anything from me. So I was not interested in sitting there listening to Candy and Cynthia, who are her friends, who are supporting her, try to act out anything when it comes down to me.
That's what she had to say.
You know what? The more and more I'm thinking about it now, I mean, yeah, you know, maybe the problem is she just takes herself way too seriously.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, be able to, like, you know, kind of like Jennifer, who makes fun of people all the time.
Because I think that's the problem, right? When your ego gets so big, you start to take yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you guys don't get along, which is fine, but let's have fun. Let's make a joke about it.
Right.
Like, if you would just shift your perception a little bit, like, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it can make you laugh. I know when you impersonate people, I just think it's the best thing around.
You do.
And then you think this...
You do. You'll be like, do it again. Do it again.
Do it again.
And then it makes me want to. Yeah.
Because it's funny.
It is.
It's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Kenya in her response to really the problem with NeNe and what she has with her.
Okay.
I think NeNe is just jealous of everything that deals with me. I don't know why. You have to ask her. She is just very threatened by me. She's threatened by my relationships with other girls. If I have a friendship with Candy, oh, it's an alliance.
This is her and Candy.
Oh, we're plotting against her. You know, if I have a conversation.
I don't understand why she thinks that.
Because that's what she does. What do you mean?
I wasn't mean to her.
She doesn't have friends. Yeah, but she's been very disrespectful toward you. The reunion, she's like, you're not important. You're not important.
Oh.
And then even recently on an interview, she was talking about you.
Oh, I don't be looking at her interviews.
Well, you need to.
You need to, girl. Well, you need to.
You know, and I like candy. You know why I like candy sometimes? Is because candy forgets about stuff.
Candy, she's like, yeah.
Oh, she does say that?
I don't care. Listen, that woman is always creating, if it's not sex toys, it's being in movie roles, it's her doing these shows, and then now her latest movie.
Have you ever heard of candy? The legend is, if you say her name five times in the mirror,
candy,
she appears and kills you. Their name, I dare you.
Candy. 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 Candy.
Don't say that.
Y'all need to look out for that.
So nasty and so...